The return to full-time in-person schooling follows months of public pressure on the board to fully reopen school buildings.
I'm shocked.
That's parent Allie Ginter reacting just after the board's vote to reject Ketchikan's Smart Start plan.
I mean, I've gone to 5 meetings now, and we have not seen a huge change in the plan until tonight. And I know there's parents that have consistently gone to all of these meetings, and I am impressed with our board for finally listening to us, and I appreciate them.
In Ketchikan's most recent plan, schools would have operated at 50% capacity in order to maintain distance between students. District officials proposed spreading elementary schoolers between traditional classrooms and so-called annexes. The idea was to lease non-school spaces like churches as essentially extra classroom space. And that would mean elementary schoolers got 4 days of in-person instruction a week. The board instead voted to use the proposed mitigation plan as a fallback if pandemic conditions worsen in Ketchikan. But with the vote rejecting the plan, school board president Bridget Mattson says that extra space may no longer be an option.
We won't be able to set this plan up on the go. We won't be able to all of a sudden set up annexes. So we will go to a 50% scenario.
A 50% scenario would mean a maximum of 2 days a week in school for kids at all grade levels. It's not clear what would have to happen for the district to use that backup plan. Those who voted to fully reopen schools cited low coronavirus activity in Ketchikan. Here's board member Paul Robbins Jr.
I've been out at social outings where there has been almost no social distancing whatsoever on various occasions in various places, and we continue to not have these outbreaks.
Robbins joined Mattson and board members Leslie Becker, Diane Gubatayo, and Sonia Scan in the majority in the 5-2 vote. Board members Jordan Tabb and Tom Hewitt voted against opening schools fully. The head of Ketchikan's teachers union, Gara Sasevsky, meanwhile, says that even if the district maintains some coronavirus precautions, like temperature checks, face masks, and such, a return to full capacity means social distancing won't be possible, and that means teachers are worried.
The members are very concerned for their safety of returning to school, and social distancing was the primary thing that was making teachers feel safe returning into the classroom.
She says she's surveying her members to determine how many are comfortable returning to full capacity schools. Districts in Anchorage and Fairbanks, both cities hit hard by the coronavirus, will start school entirely online. Ketchikan's first day of school is September 8th. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone. She says she